Hi.
Hi.
What's up?
What's up?
Not much.
You know, I'm just hanging out on a couch in an apartment.
You're on a couch?
In Harrison Township. I'm off of a Garfield.
Don't reveal my home.
Next to a golf course.
Are you on my couch right now?
I think I am.
But this
isn't your couch. It wasn't given to you?
What? Yes.
When does the ownership change?
When it's handed over.
All right. So your couch. Yes, I am sitting on your couch, Keith Gims.
And we are in person.
In person.
Two Hoots and a Holler finale.
Socially distant finale.
Socially distant finale coming at you.
With masks coming at you from...
From 6 feet apart.
6 feet apart. Sliding glass door open for
circulation, spiraling the room. And we're here.
We're here and we're queer.
And we have a podcast.
Yes.
Get used to it. You just look like a fucking like radio host. Like, yeah, you, man.
It's so interesting to, like, see you, because I'm so used to hearing you and just reacting right off of that. Like, we're making very intense eye contact throughout all of this.
This whole recording, we've just been, like, staring deeply into each other's eyes this whole time.
When normally they're...
ever since I started it, we were just, like, looking so intently. See, now we can't do physical things without, like, explaining them.
Now
like,
we
the
can.
Audience will be... Lost.
Lost in the sauce.
Lost. So welcome. Welcome to Michigan. How was your escapade over here?
Honestly, the trip was not bad, except for the fact I had a slight detour.
A breakdown, if you will.
What broke down? Your car? No, me.
I fucking called Stacy at her drive, and I was like, hey, how's the drive? And Stacey was like, oh, it's okay. I just, like, made it through, like, a breakdown. I was like, your car broke down? She's like, no, like, I broke down. Like, I was fucking broken down.
Listen, so I drove out after that massive snowstorm that came through the Midwest. Mm-hmm. And technically it was, like, still happening when I left.
Mm-hmm.
But the roads themselves were not too bad once I got out of Jersey. But when I made it to the Pennsylvania Turnpike, all the semis that got stuck the night before were in the process of getting themselves out of all the ditches.
Yeah.
And they, like, jackknifed across a ton of the exits. And, of course, none of it was recorded for, like, you know, Apple Maps and Google Maps. So everything looked open on the phones. But in all reality, you couldn't get on to the Pennsylvania Turnpike when I needed to. So my phone wasn't picking up another route, and I had to, like, pull over, but they weren't... exits that had gas stations and stuff. It was just like exits to get onto other freeways. So it was just it was a lot, and I was very frustrated. Yeah. But that added like an hour on, and then I got back on track and added another hour on for the detour. But other than that, it was smooth sailing. It was great. I had a blast. I didn't think it would be that easy, but it was drive 10 hours straight.
Yeah.
So yeah, in around like 9, got up at 5, left New York at like 7:15, fully packed, ready to go. Stopped, I think, 2 times. Took my test in a Speedway parking lot, my final for school. And then, I got in I parked at 9 o'clock at night, so.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's exciting. Nice.
Ready to do it on again Monday.
Oh, yeah. Fun.
So.
What did you listen to mostly?
I listened to an entire Spotify Christmas playlist to get in the mood. It was like, I'll be home for Christmas. I was driving.
Right.
Like, yes. There's a new Christmas song called Driving Home for Christmas, and it's a good time. You should listen to it.
Is that by Jeff Foxworthy?
No, but it's some country song. It's like, Driving Home for Christmas. And I can't wait to see everyone. It's so good. Driving home for Christmas.
Was that you?
Yeah, I was like me bobbing along.
You personally related to it?
You're like, all right, I did. I listened to that. I listened to some country. Mm. And then I listened to my other playlist to get some stuff in, and then I listened to Ink Master for the last, like, because I couldn't listen to any more music.
Yeah.
And then I talked with you for a good portion of it, at least an hour.
Yeah, it was close to an hour.
But yeah.
Fun.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Great. And the holidays
are here.
I mean, there's no way around it.
There's actually a very special holiday tomorrow.
What would that be?
Oh, I think it's just like a certain birthday for a certain
Christmas
boy.
Christmas Eve?
Yeah. So make it Christmas Adam?
Yeah. You heard it here. Is that why it's called Christmas Eve?
I don't know.
Adam and Eve?
No, Eve, I think
it's... I know it's like the day, night, day before Christmas.
Are you okay?
And all through the house. Not a creature was stirring.
Not even a Stanley.
Stop.
Oh, that came out a lot meaner than I intended it to.
Stacey just fucking shit-dogged my dead neighbor, everyone.
Did
you hear that?
It's the dead neighbor.
I said not a creature was stirring, and you said not even Stanley, and the paramedics probably, like, found him, like, dead, and he wasn't stirring.
He wasn't.
You're stirring the pot.
Hey, come get a taste.
Come on and get this, honey. okay, but I'll first introduce Truly coming in from CJ. Live, loud, and in charge. We have All I Want for Christmas, Stack Rap.
I forgot my tagline. I'm just so glad to be in person with you.
Don't fucking detour from it. Wasn't it? We had you change the word of something. Like, All I Want for Christmas. Isn't it like a Christmas song?
It was.
This is a mess.
Oh, I got it. Ready? Okay. It is. As we go on, we remember.
You snap to get like the beat going. You physically was like, I remember. Okay, sorry. Yep, I remember. Okay, go.
As we go on, we remember all the hoots we had together.
Seriously, and this is episode 22, so we've given you over 22 hours, a full day, honestly, with some of
yeah.
our, we've given you over, like, a full day of just us talking.
Having a hoot. Two hoots,
and sometimes a holler when we have a special guest on.
Yes.
Which we had a couple
yes,
this year, this
did.
Season, so who knows who'll be dropping in.
Well, I know who's going to be dropping in from stage left.
Oh.
The Jolly Merry and Bright Grinch himself, Gavigans.
And tomorrow, I'll be 29, feeling fine. Now, bitch, give me the wine.
Hey.
Okay. Oh, yes. My birthday's upon us.
It literally is. And you know what? I can't say the iconic line, though, that was made a year ago today.
You can say it, because it's still not
oh, yeah,
a Saturday.
True.
So
just because it's your birthday doesn't mean it's a Saturday.
Yes. Because literally every year is my birthday. Like, I sincerely think it's a Saturday. I don't know why I associate it with that. But last year when you were here, every, like, 20 minutes, I was like, it's Saturday. Like, they should be open. But then we ordered food from a pizza place that was fucking closed, which why they accepted the online order, I'll never know. So it took me a fucking, like, a week to get my money
yeah,
back.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
And you're still going back to them tomorrow?
No, we do the Mount Clemens
oh,
one. Not
okay.
The one by me isn't as good.
Okay.
Mount Clemens one is
you're
the
giving
best.
Them another shot.
Not, I don't know. I really didn't that much after that
yeah.
shenanigan. They're not as, it's not as good.
Is it the same people?
No, it's, what's it called? The different
franchise?
People. Franchise.
Ooh, I didn't know
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
All right, changes the game.
Yeah. So, not as good.
Make
not
sure
as good.
To order on time tomorrow.
We will.
You said that last year?
No, but this is going to be, we're going to, like, carry out as, like, dinner. It's
oh,
not going to be
instead
like
of-
a, 10. We're like, surely it must be open.
Truly.
Truly.
Domino's was, thank God.
Domino's was. They brought an extra fucking box of, like, boneless wings that Stacey devoured.
I was so hungry.
Yeah, I was getting late. We were all getting a little hungry.
Even your other two friends that were here were like, when's the food?
Seriously, I'm like, you guys, this is out of my control. Like, I didn't know.
Because just because it's your birthday doesn't mean it's Saturday.
I was like, it's a Saturday. They have to be open at 10. You were like, Keith, it's not a Saturday. I mean, it's fine. It'll be fun tomorrow. I'll be 29 at midnight.
Which is a good thing.
Slowly slipping down the hill to 30.
Listen.
Then I'll be over the hill.
30, uh-huh. Flirty, and thriving.
Let's hope. It'll be good.
And no, let's keep it.
Let's keep it positive.
Let's keep it positive.
Okay, so I wanted to tell you I watched 5 Christmas movies this weekend.
Holy fuck.
I don't know, and I did a lot of, like, I finished my wrapping during it. I watched Home Alone, Home Alone 2, Jingle All the Way, Christmas with the Cranks, and 4 Christmases.
Wow.
I haven't seen the Home Alone movies in years, but I have a bone to pick with, I mean, I guess both of them, but I'm focusing more on the first one.
Do I need to have seen the movie to understand what bone you're picking?
You've never seen Home
Alone?
I've
never seen any of the Home Alones.
Oh my god. Not really. You're like, sorry.
Like, should I leave?
Right, I'm like, episode fucking like, over. Okay. Over. No, but basically in the beginning of the movie, and Moira Rose, from Schitt's Creek, she plays the mom, which is really funny. And the first one came out in 1990. The movie starts, and I haven't seen it in a while, but it starts, and, like, the whole family is, like, so mean to Kevin. Like, because, like, both families, they have a big extended family. They're all getting ready for, like, their flight to Paris the next morning, this beautiful fucking mansion-ass house. And, like, the movie starts with all of them being, like, super mean to Kevin. Same thing in the second one. Like, 5 minutes into the second one, like, his uncle calls him, like, a pervert. I'm like, oh my, he's, like, fucking 9 years old. So, then they don't realize Kevin's not with them on the trip to Paris until they're on the plane. And I know, like, probably in 1990, like, airline stuff was a little, like, more lax, I guess. But wouldn't you think, like, the mom would sell a physical, like, ticket to, like, check Kevin's bag or
load the plane? So, I did see this on BuzzFeed, though, even though I haven't seen the movie.
Okay, we'll counter it and have strong evidence.
Oh, so, I guess they accidentally throw out his
ticket. It's on purpose.
I guess it's, like, on the counter, and they move something, and the ticket goes into the trash.
Oh.
And, therefore, she doesn't have the ticket, so she doesn't see he's there. I just remember a screenshot on a BuzzFeed listicle of, like, his ticket, a ticket in a trash.
Is that an excuse?
Oh, it's not an excuse, but, you know, just, like...
I think that was on purpose, too.
I mean, maybe.
They made him sleep, like, in the attic, basically, by himself, because, like, everyone's using their rooms.
Is he the youngest, or just,
Yeah, he's the youngest.
Wow.
I was like, this is sad. And then they realize, I'm doing air quotes, people, they realize, like, on the plane, Kevin's not there. I mean, I know you're busy with, like, a trip to the airport and getting through everything, but, like, would you truly not notice your son is there? Like, true, I mean, realistically. Yeah.
Are all of these kids from the family, though? Like, are they?
He has, like, a brother and sister, and then it's one of their, like, their uncles or something, and his kids or something.
Oh, okay.
So then the second one is basically mirroring, like, the first one. The second one starts with them getting ready for, like, a trip to Florida, because they're going to Florida for Christmas. The whole family's mean to Kevin again.
Wow.
And then they fucking, Kevin goes on the plane this time, but at their changeover, he fucking gets on a flight to New York. And the rest of the family goes to Florida.
Wow.
Right.
Wow. No one thought of the unaccompanied minor on the plane?
Oh, no. The stewardess, they fucking let him on the plane, like, without a ticket. He was like, my dad's, like, right there, blah, blah, blah. And the guy said to the stewardess, he was like, don't let him, like, by himself until he's with his dad. So they get on the plane, and he's, like, 15, 20 feet away from this guy, and Kevin's like, oh, that's my dad. And the stewardess is like, okay, bye.
What? sense.
Yeah, so basically it's the stewardess's fault in Home Alone 2 why Kevin was separated from his family. And negligence.
Wow.
And that's the one with, like, the pigeon lady and shit. I know. Yeah, you should watch them. Maybe for Christmas this week. Maybe. You should, if you have access to.
I got time.
Have you seen Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger? That's a good one too. That was the first time I watched Four Christmases.
Oh, I have Reese seen that Witherspoon. One.
Yeah, we texted about it a little bit. That was funny.
I was like, I'm watching a Christmas movie where they're role playing for the first scene.
Oh yeah, at the bar. Yeah.
I was like, what kind of Christmas movie? Seriously, I was like, that's funny. Too.
Yeah, I liked it.
It was good.
And I don't like Christmas with the Cranks that much.
I heard that.
I've only seen it once before. Yeah. And I remember not liking it then, but I was like, I'll give it a holly jolly chance. Didn't like it a second time.
Heard that? Noted.
It's not that funny.
I have no rebuttal. I've seen it, but I don't remember watching it, you know?
So, but yeah, that was my Christmas movie.
Nice. Do you have any more you're going to watch, tonight or tomorrow?
I might watch The Santa Claus with Tim Allen. I'm thinking about it.
Fun fact about that one. It's one of my favorite Christmas movies, hands down. But Tim Allen actually stayed in character as Santa every time he was on set, because the kids in the movie actually thought he was Santa.
Oh, that's cute.
So he kept up the act when he was on set anytime he was there.
Who recently told me he was an asshole in real life? I think Beth told me that.
What?
Yeah.
I know he had a cocaine problem. He got arrested because he's from Michigan. He got arrested for a shit ton of cocaine in his car.
Damn.
Pulled over for it, and then he turned his life around
and got on Home Improvement.
And played Santa Claus.
Wow. You know what, kids? Miracles can happen.
There can be miracles.
That was beautiful.
When you believe.
That was even more beautiful. C-. You're cool.
You're next.
I come to Michigan. American Idol. I'm like, next. You're I come to Michigan to get fucking bullied.
I'm where's my ticket to Hollywood?
I want the golden ticket. So, this episode is titled Let It Snow, Jonesy. We don't need to, because we're just recording on one, so technically there's nothing to overlap. Alrighty.
Amazing!
Yeah.
Okay.
Episode 22!
Yes!
Okay.
So this episode is titled...
This episode is titled, Let It Snow, Jonesy. Now, many of you, if not most of you, or at all, may ask, what is that from? Let's take you back 7 years maybe, 2013?
Yeah.
Maybe January 2013, or February.
There was no snow on the ground.
There
but
was snow? It was snowing when it happened. Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't. There was just snow decorations on the car.
No, I thought it was actually snowing. And then, you know what? We should have fact-checked our story before.
There were snowflake decorations.
I think it was snowing.
There were snowflake decorations. And it said, let it snow on the back because it was around Christmas time.
Okay. All right.
But...
Okay.
Was it snowing at that moment? No, but it was around when it would have been snowing, so it makes
sense. It was February, yes. Probably. Yeah, because there was potential students and shit, and they usually came earlier.
Yeah, and we were bundled up because it was cold, hence why the massive circling.
Right, and we had elements of design class, let's say, at 1 p.m., right?
Yeah, it was 1:15 at, yeah.
Right, so we had me, you, and our friend Anna... took a break. Well, we had a half hour break or something, and we're like, let's get Starbucks, but let's go off campus for it.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, because we didn't get And we got back, and parking at Oakland is a B word. It is rough.
And this is before, if anyone is thinking of it now, this is before they built the parking garage. This is the year before they built the brand new parking garage around.
Or it was, like, in construction or something.
Yeah.
But, like, no parking whatsoever.
And we were at Varner, and it was, like, a Tuesday or Thursday, like, mm-hmm. in the middle of the day when classes were at their peak.
Yeah. So, circling the parking lot. Our class is up above, most likely watching us.
Oh, they totally were. Because it was in 201, and it had a perfect view of,
like,
the entire parking lot.
Full windows, overlooking the entire parking lot. So, I feel like I used to watch cars from that window, like, looking for parking
longing
spots.
Longing to get out of it, yes.
Seriously.
So much.
That's how, so Let It Snow Jodsey came to play when we saw a license plate and it was spelled Jodsey. And then apparently there was decal that said Let It Snow.
With little snowflakes on the back.
I thought it was actually snowing, so I guess I was mistaken.
It's okay. You made it sound prettier in your head.
Right, when really it was, like, a chaotic, like, we are already so late to class, like, there's no way around this.
Anna was like, let me out of the car. I was like, no, I'm finding a parking spot.
Let me out of the car. No.
When I had child lock in the back, we were doing it all together. I thought I would have
enough time. Child locks!
In my little station wagon. Yeah. My red Mercury.
Click.
Yeah, no, for real.
Yeah.
We were circling the parking lot. The class had already started, but we found that one glimmer of hope, which was, Let It Snow, Jodsey.
Let It Snow, Jodsey, and it carried over
for years.
All these years, and we just hope Jodsey is having a good...
A nice
winter.
Yeah, I mean, not a lot of snow, but you know what Jodsey would be saying?
Let It Snow, Jodsey.
Let It Snow.
And that's the title of episode 22. We had to dedicate it to such a momentum of an event.
It was momentous. And, you know, it was even more momentous. As we're walking into Elements of Design, 15 minutes late.
If not more. Honestly, 20, it might have been like 20. Yeah.
Because I was circling the parking lot, and all of them were watching
all
us.
Have Starbucks.
And there literally were 3 chairs set up in the back of the room.
Thankfully.
And we just walked in, sat down, didn't even apologize, didn't anything.
No, there's potential students just like, is this what college is? And we looked at them, took our cigarettes out of our mouths. We're like, basically, kid.
Get used to it.
Get used to it.
You're going to get cast as a hooker at every show. You know, just like.
Stacey like grabs the poor kid by his like collar of his shirt and pulls it forward. You're like, you're going to play a hooker in every fucking show.
Every show, and you're gonna like it.
You're like, have you seen my resume? Hooker.
Hooker.
Hooker. Hookaboo.
How many hookers did I play? At least 4.
Yeah.
Because I played Marcy. I'll go senior to freshman year. Marcy in Dogfight. The only role that is a hooker. We did a lot of musicals that had hookers as the entire cast.
You were a hooker in The Life.
I know, but that was an entire cast of hookers. You know what I mean? So, like, if you were going to be in the show, you were a hooker. It was automatic. Sweet Charity. Cast of hookers. If you were going to be in the Dance Hall Girls. If you were going to be in the show, you were a hooker, right?
Uh-huh.
There's one hooker in Dogfight.
You booked the track.
Booked it.
Just fell into it.
And then also I played the promiscuous Elsa in Spring Awakening.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then,
She Loves Me was a little promiscuous.
Oh, yeah, She Loves Me. She was. I spent the night at Kadai's house quite a lot. And I literally, in one of the songs, talk about, like, Amalia's like, oh, I love him just because his name. And I'm like, but wait, what about having sex with him? Is it good? How do you know?
Is it good or not?
Wait, if he isn't too handsome, sure, it doesn't quite matter.
A trip to the library was just basically about, like, you being horny and suppressing it.
Yeah, and I find someone to do it. My optometrist, Paul. But Did it last though?
Do you feel like it lasted after that?
Oh, I think it did.
Okay.
I think so. But in the one where it's like the, if he isn't too handsome, sure, it doesn't quite matter, but his personal habits are more important than his looks. Supposing he snores like a locomotive, supposing his grind is easy when he's in the locomotive, good luck with your books. And another small detail. Sure, you surely have mentioned I'm speaking of sex, dear, when you and him are all alone.
See, you're trying to be all horny with your girlfriends and stuff. There's a bird on my balcony right there. Do you see it? It's by the door.
Tweet, tweet.
Ew. Ew, you're like, why are you summoning it? Did I tell you last week that there was a fucking hawk on my balcony? I don't think I told you.
No.
I like went to go plug my work laptop
he's
in.
Out. Let the bird live, Keith.
He's living.
He's cold. They're not supposed to be out now.
Well, go to Florida.
Well, you can't make it now. The hawks are out.
So I plug my work laptop in. There's a fucking hawk sitting on the blue chair. He's like chilling.
Chilling.
He's like, hey. I was like, oh my god. I went like that, and then he flew away. My neighbors are like, what's going on here?
What's going on?
Hey.
But yeah, so how did...
This is a song. What, how's what?
Where are we at now? With the bird, kind of.
What bird? The hawk?
No, where are we at in our...
Our lineup?
Stories. What were we talking about before the bird so rudely interrupted?
You being a hooker?
Oh, yeah. Pretty huge.
Pretty huge. And then, not only have you been cast as so many hooker roles, we have our Lana musical, and you booked it.
It's all I know how to do. Oakland prepared me, and if worse comes to worst, you know, I always said that if I went to New York and I didn't make it, at least I could fall back on what Oakland prepared me for.
Being a hooker?
Yeah.
The hooker with the heart of gold.
That's my theme song. Hooker with the heart of gold.
Da-da-da. Is that your fucking sitcom on like no. Nick at Night?
Hooker with the heart of gold. Hey.
Are you Fran Drescher?
Hooker with the heart of gold. Hooker with the heart of gold.
Someone laugh attack with stack boom. So I watched this live stream of Nene Leakes on Instagram last night, and like her like lawyer was like in the live stream with her. I was like, this is so chaotic. I have to watch the whole thing. So I watched it for like 40 minutes.
Oh my and
I
was God. Finishing wrapping gifts. Why was the lawyer there?
Because Stacy, Nene, well, one and the same. I mean, rope it all together. Nene shared some like petitions and said like boycott Bravo and shit, which is the network that like made her, by the way,
yeah.
For what she is now. And, basically Nene was saying that, like, she hasn't been, like, reprimanded properly for, like, what the show is bringing in and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, Nene, you're driving a fucking Rolls Royce. Literally. I'm like, obviously you have fucking money.
Wow.
And she was basically like, I, like, made the Housewives franchise what it is and blah, blah, blah. I was like, okay, Orange County existed first, but, like... I love Nene, but, like, that's, like, a big,
it's
like,
a stretch.
Statement. Because all these other cities, like, don't have her on it, technically. So,
yeah.
Obviously, they're doing something to be renewed and
New
be
York,
popular.
The
New
Duchess.
York, seriously, iconic.
Like, Beverly
New
Hills.
Beverly Hills has a lot, like, New Jersey has, like, 10 seasons.
Prostitution,
like,
whore, Teresa.
People flip.
Yes.
Yeah, so, it was interesting. It had, like, over 8,000, like, viewers for it, too. All
right, come on and get this.
Come on and get this, honey. Yeah, she's basically saying, like, boycott Bravo because, like, she's not being, like, stipend properly. She was like, you see all those gifts on, like, iPhones and stuff? Like, I'm in, like, every gift or blah, blah, blah. She's like, I don't get paid for that. I don't get paid for any of that. She's like, you see it streaming, I assume, on Hulu, she means. That's how I watch it. And she's like, you see that streaming, but we're not getting any, like, you know, blah, blah, blah from that. She was like... Yeah, but she was like, but we signed something without, like, really, no. I was like, no, you can't you can't complain about, like, not getting an extended, like, residuals, like you said, but then say, like, oh, I signed something that we didn't all really know what we were signing.
That's why you have a lawyer. No,
you have to get, like, a very good lawyer. And then this guy, the lawyer, was like, uh-huh, yeah, yeah. You're, like, egging her on, like, getting her mind. I was like, what the fuck? Like, I love NeNe. She's very quotable. Like, Atlanta's my favorite series and stuff. But, like, you can't, like, put everything on you. Like, it's your sole responsibility that housewives exist.
Right? And on top of it, too, like, don't turn into RuPaul suing everybody for just this, for thinking of your name.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that is NeNe's, like, literal claim to fame. So, like, you can't...
Oh, the fracking?
Oh, the fracking?
Oh, the fracking?
No, that's RuPaul.
I know. But that's gonna be NeNe pretty soon.
I know. I'm like, NeNe, you live in this fucking gorgeous mansion, like, you have,
you're back with your husband who has a shit ton of money as well,
right? And they just got, he had cancer, they got through that too, like prostate cancer and shit. Wow, it was on, all on the show, like, it was like,
my damn. Favorite quote from Oprah is that, like, basically focusing on what you have instead of what you don't,
yeah,
like, you'll always gain more by focusing on what you already have as opposed to focusing on what you don't. And that's what she needs to do,
right? Seriously,
like
she's probably realized, like, because the new season of Atlanta just started too, so that's all getting attention, and, you know, the girls on it, our names are probably, like, trending and blowing up more, and she's like, well, boycott Bravo. She's like, I just want to be clear, I did not make this petition, like, a fan made it, I just shared it. I'm like, NeNe. Wow, NeNe.
Wow,
literally,
NeNe.
Wow, NeNe.
Are you okay?
I don't think she is right now. I think she's just gonna have to cope with not being on the show, because it's still successful, like, with her off it. Even Kenya said, when they were fighting in the newest season, because NeNe left for a season or two, they had this huge feud, and Kenny was like, we did fine without you. Like, the numbers show that. The numbers show. I was like, yikes. Kenny has fucking sneaking
Gone with the Wind Fabulous.
Gone with the Wind Fabulous. That's the birth of it.
I mean, Gone with the Wind Fabulous came out before Come On and Get This, Honey. So.
It did. Gone with the Wind Fabulous, what was it? Crawled. So, Come On and Get This, Honey. Could run, right? Something like that.
Yeah.
But they're both good songs.
Yeah, but let's talk about the original Real Housewives of Atlanta song.
Don't be tardy for the party.
Don't be tardy for the motherfucking party.
At midnight tonight.
Don't be tardy for the party.
That's so, it's so good. Oh, oh. Sheree has a song too, because her one, like, quotable line from the series is when she gets in a fight with this, like, party planner and shit, and he's like, they're like escalating in their fight, like, verbal, and he's like, you better watch yourself before you get checked. And then Sheree goes, who's gonna check me, boo? So, like, that's her, like, most quotable line from the show. And she literally made a song called Who Gonna Check Me Boo. Yeah.
Wow.
And we have Sheree here live to perform it only at the season finale of Two Hoots.
Love that.
Love it.
Gosh.
So, what are you going to do with the rest of your time in Michigan? And did you like your gifts from me?
We need to tell everyone what they got.
That'll be our wrap up. So we exchanged gifts.
We did, and we can put pictures of them on the Patreon.
We can, because now we have content, because I put our fucking Christmas shit on it.
Go look at my turkey. Go look at the ornaments.
Go look, like, $6 level for the turkey. Just kidding.
No. So I spent time with my mom and my dad already, and I saw my cousin and you were, like, the only people other than family that I'm seeing. Mm-hmm. So, just chilling out. I finally got all my gifts exchanged except for Christmas. Everything's wrapped. Everything's bought, finally.
Yeah.
And so now I can just chillax. Eat a ton of chocolate because, you know, easy. I don't do that. Easy mm-hmm. like Sunday morning, you know?
Like on your candle.
Like the candle.
Oh, my God.
I know. It feels
okay,
cool.
Seriously.
But no, so just really relaxing. And then I've got Christmas to do with both families on the day, and then I'm gonna go see my stepsister, but she's gonna be at the parents' house, but she wants me to see her boyfriend's house, and then I'm leaving on Monday, so it's just not so relaxing.
Yeah.
I'm just chilling out and hanging because it's been nonstop since I got here.
Yeah, seriously.
Nonstop. I had to make five. No, I made 3 needle points while I was here in 3 days.
Here?
You know how long it took me to do that fish?
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, the fish was a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, so.
Cool.
I'm very excited.
For the driving home in my truck for the holidays. Roll up in a Chevy. Driving home for Christmas.
I'm going to play that song for you. You're going to be like, it's so cute. It makes you go. Da, 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 da.
I don't like country that much.
It's not really country, but I.
You say you're like, drive home for Christmas.
The twang was not present.
You mean the twang, like the bug from Princess and the Frog that dies?
What? How did you do twang to Ray?
It takes place in the Louisiana
Deliverance.
Swamp.
Yeah. Bang,
where's your tattoo? You were going to get the other star in his honor.
Yeah, I know, but like, I got to do it when I'm getting another tattoo because I am paying $60 shop minimum for that. You know what I mean?
So, yes, we are in person, and we exchanged gifts.
We did. We'll post pictures of them on the Patreon.
Yes.
But Keith crushed it.
I try.
I have a little, like, pretzel that's dipped in white chocolate with some sprinkles that him and the family made, and I cannot wait to try it. I'm literally going to get in the car and eat this on the way home.
Good. It's very good.
I got a Yankee Candle of Afternoon Escape, which it smells delicious. Even just like I can smell it through the lid. I'm
fresh.
So excited. It's
herbal.
Gonna be perfect in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Oh,
herbal essence.
Herbal. And then I literally was with my cousin today and we were talking about mahogany teak wood, and I said I would put that smell all over my body. And what do I open from Keith today? Teak wood 24-hour moisture body lotion.
Yeah,
amazing.
The best.
And then I got season 6 of The Office on DVD because I'm coming to a point where I think everything's leaving and I need to hold on to something physical for it.
Right.
So
solidarity.
I have a dictionary of astrological terms, which is adorable. I have a best friend's notebook with the most iconic
duo of all time.
The most iconic, Mal and Evie.
Descendants. Look it up, kids.
Then Keith got me a matching notebook to his that he uses for the podcast.
Yes, so you can fill it.
And then.
With ideas.
I got the book of the century.
The long awaited.
The long awaited, which I have not read any of Breaking Dawn yet because I have to read The Merciless first. I brought them both with me, though. So I can read The Merciless. Oh, that's what I'll do tonight when I get home.
Oh, there you go.
Sit by the fire and read my book about demons.
Yeah, that's relaxing.
Yes.
It's the holiday spirit.
It is.
All love to hear.
And I got Midnight Sun.
And we can read it together like a book club.
Yes, because we did it with the Hunger Games one and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, exactly.
But
I was like, if she orders fucking Midnight Sun, I'm going to be so fucking pissed because I already own it.
Well, here's the thing, though. We read the first page. I read it out loud.
It's a lot. It's a little chaotic.
Okay, I have to read just one. I just have to give... The audience needs to know.
Just what we're going to get into.
Because I'm obsessed with Edward Cullen. Oh, and I also got Libra Incense. I forgot about that. Okay. Ready for this?
Don't rip the bag. Page 1.
Page 1.
Inside Edward Cullen's mind in Twilight.
This is the best part. Okay. Oh my god, okay, wait. Let me just read a couple of snippets from this page. First one. This was the time of day I wished I were able to sleep. High school. Or was purgatory the right word? If there were any way to atone for my sins, this ought to count towards the tally in some measure. The tedium was not something I grew used to. Every day seemed more impossibly monotonous than the last.
Oh, no.
Perhaps this could be even considered my form of sleep, if sleep was defined as the inert state between active periods. I stared at the cracks running through the plaster at the far corner of the cafeteria, imagining patterns into them that were not there. It was one way to tune out the voices that babbled like a gush of a river inside my head. Several hundred of these voices I ignored out of boredom. Now here we go. When it came to the human mind, I've heard it all before, and then some. Today, All thoughts were consumed with the trivial drama of a new addition to the small student body.
Trivial.
It took so little to work them up. I'd seen the new face repeated in every thought after thought from every angle. Just an ordinary human girl. The excitement over her arrival was tiresomely predictable. It was the same reaction as one would get from flashing a shiny object at a group of toddlers.
Aww.
Half the sheep-like males were already imagining themselves infatuated with her just because she was something new to look at. I tried harder to tune them out. That is the first page.
So he's angry already.
Literally, like,
he sounds like a little snobby teen.
He does sound like a little snobby bitch, but I'm so excited for
it. For the pure angst.
For the pure angst. I mean, he's been 17 for how long?
A long time, and he clearly has some of the same emotions.
Well, what is how long? How old are you? 17. How long have you been 17?
A while. I'm like, ugh. I'm like, you're right. You're like, say it.
So yes, excellent gifts. I'm so excited for all of them. I'm going to lather myself in this teak wood. Good. I'm going to light this candle.
Would
I'm going to read my book.
Candle.
And yeah.
So Stacey got meme. Fucking Sarah Sanderson is my favorite out of the trio of the sisters of Funko Pop. Of her that will be displayed year round because she's my favorite. A Tahani Funko Pop, who Stacey introduced me to The Good Place, and I binged it. I'm displaying it to no one. I'm like, Tahani Funko Pop, like my favorite character from it, and she's super cute. And I love her dress on this too. Yeah, so I'm gonna have to find a place for these. And then a waterproof notepad that I can put in the shower because
Keith said that he has notebooks for every room in the house, and I said all
not
but
the
one.
Bathroom until now. So now I can put inspirational ideas and quotes
songs.
And you know, you think in the shower. Aren't they called like shower thoughts or something where your mind is kind of, well, you watch TV in the shower, so
I do.
And then last but not least, a personalized needlepoint that says, "Good morning, campers," which is my favorite line by my favorite Gigi Good, that I will put over my door and cherish.
And look at every
forever.
Morning.
I know I will. I say it all the time. Every morning to someone, at least. I'm like, "Good morning, campers." And I love it.
And it's so much different than the one that you had before that I originally showed you.
I don't know how much you showed me of it.
I think I was so excited. I, like, sent you a picture of it. You're like, oh, it's cute. And then I was like, I'm doing something completely different.
Right, like, I had to redo it. I was like, oh, no. but I love it. It turned out
fantastic.
And thank you. I love everything.
And then you have another gift that's coming, but
that came to your place a little,
like, 2 days after I left.
This is coming from Ireland.
Yes.
Do we have any listeners in Ireland?
I think we do.
Maybe there's a correlation.
Maybe.
I'm not saying 100%.
Your mail system sucks, though.
Well, it's a pandemic.
Oh,
I guess.
Yeah. What did I say? Did you strap it to a turtle? What did I say when I was...
Something. You're like,
ship
it from the Southern Isles across the pond. I was like, what?
Did they strap it to a turtle and let it swim across? I'm sorry, Ireland. It's not to you.
Sorry, turtle.
And
yeah, that was our season finale. It's been a great ride.
It's been such a great time doing this.
It has. 22 episodes.
That's 22 weeks.
Yeah, and over 22 hours of us talking. So.
And it's been so much fun to, like, have a weekly dedicated time to talk to my best friend.
I know. I love it.
And to, like, always catch up. And something to look forward to each week.
Right. And look back
on. Crazy time.
Right. And we'll see what 2021
I saw that TikTok that it was like, okay, hear me out. Y'all better not be coming into 2021 saying, 2021 is my year. No, we're going to walk in quietly and don't touch nothing.
Seriously. Don't give it
let
high
it play
expectations.
Out.
See where it goes.
Like,
because everyone was like, 2020 is going to be my year. No.
No.
Sorry.
Sorry about it. Literally.
Well, thank you for coming over seeing my place and me. And
I think we need to sing happy birthday to you.
Oh, what?
Da, 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 da. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Keithy King.
Make eye contact.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
I wish we were able to do more, but, you know, at least to get to see you.
Right.
You're going to have so much fun with your parents.
Oh, yeah. It'll be nice. It'll be a low-key COVID B-day, and it'll be gift-filled starting today.
I was your first gift.
Actually, I was going to text you up when we're done recording. I'll show you a picture of it. But my God, you're so mad. You're looking forward to... You should see Stacy's face right now. I shut you down so hard. No, my coworker, Deb, the one who... Did I send my letters? Was it the initials, the wooden letters, and she painted them for me.
Yeah.
She's, like, really good at painting. I was joking about her, like, painting me a picture of the Grinch. She fucking painted the Grinch on, like,
a
canvas, like, over the weekend. And she finished it yesterday and texted me a picture of it.
Oh, what a sweetheart.
I know. I'm going to hang it up in my room all year round.
Yes,
I can't wait. So, but you were my first physical
gifts.
Okay, how's that?
Okay. Am I rapping?
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Thank you.
I tried to.
Alright,
leave the bag.
Well, the bag's fine.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Alright, well, as always, if you want to reach out to us, email us at
the number 2
HOOTZ
and a holler
at
gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Patreon, Two Hoots and a Holler.
Yes, we have content.
We have content now, and we hope everyone tunes into season 2.
Yes, and there's going to be a new picture that comes along with season 2.
New photo art. New guests. New segments.
And we're going to have, like, dedicated, like, polished shit for this segment. So I'm talking, like, I want stingers. I want audio clips. I want, like... We are going to doctor this podcast up now that we know what we're doing.
Right. It only took us 22 episodes.
Only 22 episodes. Oh, boom.
No, we after Anchor fucked us up on our audio, we found, like, groove with it. So Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, whatever you practice,
Merry Christmas,
everyone.
Hanukkah.
Happy Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa
to you.
I hope
everyone can be safe and be able to spend time with family virtually or in person as long as they are safe during this time. And best wishes to everyone.
And I just hope you all... Keep in touch.
Keep in touch.
Merry Christmas.
Keep in touch.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Keep in touch.
Oh.
Happy Hanukkah. Keep in touch. Jehovah's Witnesses, what do you ever...
If you want to keep in touch.
Keep in touch.
Mormons.
Keep in touch.
Bye.
I'd fuck the Wandsler.